Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. BTN News listeners, welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. It is the 24th of July, 2017. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend will be coming your way right now, as always, in about 5 minutes. Got a drone and thinking about flying it in the UK? Well, guess what? Some new rules on your Monday. Yes, the dear old British government has instituted rules that require you not to only register any robotic aircraft weighing over 250 grams, but you also now have to take a safety awareness test to prove you understand the drone code. Basically, what they're hoping for is that you'll understand that you ain't supposed to fly your drone around airports. Any sane individual probably already knows that. Unfortunately, there are some idiots out there. So this little tidbit of news for you is just to let you know that if you're going out to buy a drone on your Monday, yeah, you got a little extra few steps now. Amazon is bringing in Alexa to its Android app. Oh, yes, you heard me correctly. So those of you that do a lot of shopping with your Amazon app on your Android device, now you can seek the assistance of Alexa. Of course, we all know Alexa has her own little app on the Play Store. Actually been downloaded about 5 million times. But integrating it into the Amazon app is probably going to make your life a little less complicated, maybe. And from what we can see, you'll get pretty much like you do on iOS with Alexa, capable of handling, just like your Echo, Dot, or Tap speaker. Although I don't see too many people trying to hail an Uber from inside their shopping app. All right, time for a little Q&A. Raise your hand out there if you're one of the iPhone users that actually says, yeah, I got to close all these apps because they're eating up my battery. Yep, my hand's up too. Apparently, we're not supposed to be doing that. Apple has said time and time again, and they're saying it again this Monday, closing your unused apps on your iPhone will not improve your battery life whatsoever. Yes, there's been this long myth about closing unused apps can save your battery life. In fact, we've seen from quite a bit of reputable people out there, yeah, go ahead and do it. It will save battery life. Turns out that they're all lying. They're saying the very process of quitting an app will actually use up a measurable amount of battery more than it would have just leaving the thing open. So those of you out there thinking, well, it can't really hurt. I just, get rid of it anyways. I'll just continue to do it. Well, if you want a little bit more battery life, you may want to try and resist the urge. And finally, our pets, don't we just love them? Pain in the asses sometimes, aren't they? But we love them at the end of the day. Yeah, mostly. Of course, it does get a little frustrating when you sit there and they bug you. What do you want? I just fed you. You can't possibly be hungry again. Well, we might be able to put that completely to rest here in a few years. Seems that pet translation devices could actually be available within 10 years. This is according to a new report. Probably somebody that's far out there that didn't know what else to write over the weekend. But in any case, we could be understanding our pets sooner than we thought. This actually comes from William Higham of The Next Big Thing. He believes that devices that can talk to your pet could be less than 10 years away. And vice versa. They talk to us, we talk to them. His theory is basically based on how much money we actually spend on our pets. And for many people, they're like our babies, or as pet lovers like to say, our fur babies. Meaning there's a huge consumer demand for something as such. So he believes sooner rather than later, we're going to be getting one of these things. Then after that, it might all be downhill when we realize what our pets are actually thinking. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website. That's where our podcasts live. That's where the blog lives. That's where the review section lives. There's so much to do over there. You can also give us a donation while you're over there, too. You can do that by clicking on the little Support Us tab there at the top of the page. You can do it by a PayPal, if you like, or by a Patreon as well. Also, our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Twitter, @BritishTech. Me on Twitter as well, @KyleSwagger. And our Slack room with our BTN community. You can find that at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be returning for your Tuesday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news we'll have over the next 24 hours. Hopefully a little bit better than it has been over the weekend. Yeah, news a little thin over the last 48 hours. But until Tuesday arrives, have a great Monday, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.